And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Cost of following Christ is not theoretical. In South Africa, it came at gunpoint. Josh Sullivan, a missionary from Tennessee, was kidnapped while preaching from the pulpit. Four masked men stormed the building mid-service and dragged him right out of the church, sped off in his own vehicle. Authorities suspect a ransom scheme, but last year the church received threats for preaching Christ, so was it a robbery or a warning? And as we always tell you, make sure you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. Meanwhile, some air quote preachers are wielding scripture like a weapon, but not for truth. Tennessee Representative Justin Pearson recently stood behind a pulpit and compared Jesus flipping tables to overturning laws that protect children from gender ideology. In the same breath, he painted Trump supporters as Nazis and white supremacists, because of course he did. Yeah, the Apostle Paul warned about men like this, wolves in sheep's clothing, men who twist the word to tickle the ears and push agendas. Across the Atlantic, the United Kingdom just legalized racial discrimination, so as long as it's progressive. Oh, how fun. West Yorkshire Police now ranks applicants by skin color. Gold tier minorities can apply at any time. White Brits, now they gotta wait, because they call it equity. You know what scripture calls it? Sin. Back home in Texas, a tiny town just took a giant stand. Mullen, Texas, with a population of 196, has just become the 71st sanctuary city for the unborn. Their city council voted unanimously to ban abortion within their city limits, including traveling through their town for the purpose of abortion. Well, good for them. You know, we're living in a culture, obviously, where death is packaged up as a choice. Small towns just like this are throwing down a marker. In the state of Florida, a teacher just lost her job for crossing a line that the state said belongs to parents. Melissa Calhoun used a student's preferred name without telling her mom or dad. And under Florida law, that's a fireable offense. Meanwhile, in Britain, students are now being taught that Joan of Arc was non-binary. The girl who stood before kings, led an army, and died for her faith is being written for gender ideology. Over on The View, Sonny Hostin is trying to make voter ID laws sound like Jim Crow 2.0, claiming that requiring ID to vote would keep black people and women from the polls. That's just not condescending. That's absolutely false. 46 democratic nations require voter ID. France, Mexico, Canada, are they all racist too? Here in America, you need ID to buy cold medicine or cash a check, even adopt a dog, but apparently asking for one to vote is oppression. It's not. It's common sense. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.